the reason that topic of controlling others came up. It's about self-control of ourselves. The scriptures actually condemns controlling others. To quote it, it is sinful when you try to control others, when you manipulate them. Because in truth, the one who thought they are doing the control is not being honest. In other words, they have an ulterior motive. It could be their vanity, their arrogance, my way or the highway. Because when we control others, we do not have anyone's best interest in mind except our own. You can try to wrap it up in, you know, like a burrito, like, oh, I'm doing this for you. No. When it is truly opened up, you will find that, no, you're not doing it for the other person. And that brings us, I will come back to that. That brings us to how parents behave towards their children. If you are a human being, it doesn't matter whether you are an adult or something, you did not just fall from the sky. You came through some parents. And this is what the scripture says. This will be in the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he's old. He will not depart from it. He didn't say you should control the kid. The scripture is saying, live by example. And there are some of us, we don't want to live by example. We say something, we do the opposite. Why is it that spirit is against controlling others? Because no matter how great any of us think we are, we don't know the whole story. You don't know that child more than that child. And God is not going to speak to you as a parent or as a caretaker or whatever role you play in that child first before speaking to that child. They could give you some ideas, but the life of that child does not belong to you. It belongs to God. And so God will talk directly to that child. And there have been stories where parents don't believe their children. And the children are not lying. They see what they see. But the parents are like, you imagine that? Or where did you hear that from? And the reason spirit does not give that control to the parents so that that soul can grow according to how God wants it for that soul, not how the parents want it for that soul. Most parents, if they follow a particular profession or something and it has been good to them, they want their child to follow. But you do not know if that was what is meant for that child. And when that child doesn't, they are bent out of shape. And God does not like when parents try to manipulate. Some parents will use their money if they are well off. You don't follow my way, where I'm going to deny you this, or I'm not going to give you this. Guess what? God is watching you. God sees every step you take, every thought. You can think you are fooling others, but no, you are not fooling God, who is in charge. He's the only one in charge, who is in control. And he even lets us, you know, grow up. And that's why the scripture says, don't get evil. God doesn't like that. Why? Because whatever you are trying to get evil now is because your own vanity or ego has been wounded, not because the other person did something wrong. Oh, they didn't go the way I wanted, so I'm going to show them. Children are allowed to blossom in the way that Spirit wants it for them. This is what the book of Psalms says, Psalm 127, verse 3 to 5. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. In other words, blessed is the one who have the children and train them well. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. God did not say we shouldn't raise the children. He said, raise them well. And if you raise your child the right way, he will get what? He will give you peace of mind. Now, how is a parent supposed to do that? A parent who doesn't know him or herself, how is he going to raise the child in the right way? Some of us, we bring the toxicity, the way we were raised, we bring it down on the children. And that is not right, because your karma is not their karma. By trying to do to them what they did to you, you are off the base. You can guide a child, but allow them to discover themselves, because that's what God actually allows for us. Because we're all in this world together, but we all have different experiences. I mean, God could have made sure that we all have the same experience. I guess it would be so boring, wouldn't it? Now, here's what the scripture says to the children. Ephesians, this is in the New Testament, chapter 6, 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the law, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Now, let me emphasize that again. Obey your parents in the Lord, honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you and that you may live long. It's a blessing. You obey your parents, you will have a beautiful atmosphere, you'll be able to grow. And I don't care what culture it is. Parents have manipulated that through guilt. When are you going to get married? You don't know if that child was supposed to be married. When are you going to have children? Why are you doing this to me? The child is trying to discover him or herself. What is that child doing to you? He's not doing anything. He's trying to find him or herself. And there are parents, sometimes they say it's the mothers. I don't agree with that. They say the mothers are the one that put the guilt on the... No, there are fathers who do that real good too, even better than the mothers. Haven't I given you everything you want? Why won't you just obey me for once? Yeah. I remember my own father telling me, and this comes from the books of Hebrew, New Testament, chapter 12, verse 7 to 11. It is for discipline that you have to endure. For God is treating you and I as God's sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, then that means that parent doesn't care for you. I remember my father telling me, you know, probably he asked me to do something, I didn't want to do it, and I would, And he said, son, I'm doing this for your own good. If I didn't love you and care about you, I would let you just do whatever you want. You may not understand that now, but later on you will understand. And in the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 5 to 9, say, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. And they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Because if you love God with all your heart and all of that, there is no room for you to try and control others. You will leave the control to God. Even that's why they say, look, if somebody pisses you off, don't try and get revenge. Leave it to God. God knows, he knows all hearts. He knows exactly how to, you know, get things out for you, how to bring things to. But some of us were so impatient. I'm not going to wait for God to get vengeance for me. This one's got to go. And then we do it in such a way that we even get even more than what that person did, only to find out that that person didn't actually do anything. False accusation. That's why they say, leave it to God, because God knows the truth. The person may have sworn, look, I didn't do it, but they don't have the evidence to show that they didn't do it. And we're listening to a corrupt information from our own self because we have a particular view of how things should be. What is the root cause of being controlling? Sometimes the need for control might be an unconscious feeling. Sometimes it's a mental disorder. But what I know is, because people have not discovered who they are. They've not known themselves. Because if you know yourself, you will find that there is no reason to lord yourself over others. Because how would you like that if others do the same thing to you? And humans were more generous than we give credit for. When people know you are straightforward, you are a loving person, they do the same thing. You get what you give. Now, how does God want us to deal with each other? God wants us to treat others, even those who are toxic, with love, compassion, and forgiveness. Just like Jesus said. What did he say? If they slap you on this, turn the other cheek. And this includes praying for those who don't even wish you well. You guys should try it. It took me a while to understand that. Even the ones you don't get along with, pray for them. Guess what? It is in your own best interest because when you send the prayer out, it has to come back to you. Whatever you wish others, the rain doesn't know the difference. Because the person who hates your guts today, maybe by praying silently for them instead of hating their gods, one day the veil is lifted, you know? And then they can see you for who you are, that you're a loving person. And then some of them will turn around and say, I don't know why I hated your gods all this time. I couldn't believe it that you are so nice. I am so sorry. And guess what? They tried to make up for all that time. And now you'll be in the rose garden, you know, because now they are. But also, Spirit advised us. That even in a toxic relationship, we should respond with grace and not with retaliation. But at the same time, Spirit doesn't want us to dwell in it. The Bible generally encourages setting boundaries with toxic individuals. Even if they are your children. Because you have your own life to live. A child that you've been trying to help and you've done everything and yet they keep, you know, at a point you need to take care of yourself. And if he's a spouse, you definitely need to take care of yourself. In the book of Proverbs, Old Testament 13:20, and the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 15:23, it warns us against associating with people who negatively influence behavior and morals, suggesting that such relationships can corrupt one's spiritual and ethical growth. And Psalm 1, you know. Say, blessed are the ones who walk in the right way, for there will be you'll be like the tree that is planted by the rivers, you know, that gets its nourishment on time. But the wicked are not so. And the scriptures also encourage us, we need to know when to walk away from any situation that undermines your integrity, who you are as a soul. Even Jesus did the same. Those who didn't want to listen to his message, who, you know, that's why I said, don't pull the palm before. Yeah, it's like, look, he has the spiritual power. He could have controlled those people. No, they're not ready. Okay, bye-bye. Even in the book of Romans 16:17, he tells us to avoid those who causes division and dissension. There are some individuals that are just prone to conflict. I mean, that's just they are chaos king and queen. That's just the way they rule. If that is your nature, put distance between you and them. It doesn't mean you are discriminating against them. Each of us have been given the opportunity to prioritize our own well-being and mental health. And if you want to live well, you have to learn not to control others. You know, it is total delusion. Let's take examples, practical examples around us. You maintain your car, you know, everything, and one day it still breaks down. You can't even control your own car. Sometimes the shower breaks down, or the hot water, or the air conditioning. If you can't control that, which, you know, why do you want to control somebody else? And Spirit said, if we need to control anything at all, it is ourselves. We should control our impulses that make us do wrong things, or that make us hate people, or that, you know, that make us think we are better than others. Because if you control that, then you will feel the presence of God. Even some of us want to control the divine spirit. Isn't that why we say, Lord, this is what I want? And the Lord said, I know what you want. And that's what I'm, no, Lord, that's not what I want for now. No. Who created who? It is an abomination to consciously or unconsciously try to manipulate and control others. If you walking on the spiritual path, you want to celebrate yourself as a child of God, you need to let go. Let people be. Dare to be different. Let them be who they are. And if who they are matches with who you are, guess what? There will be peace in Babylon. I never could understand when somebody says, I don't love you, I don't want to date you, I don't want you. And then you start stalking them. And it doesn't even make sense. First of all, maybe they've hung around you, now they know who you are. They're like, no, I don't want to do this. And you say, is either me or nothing. When did the good Lord vacate his throne and say, you can be the one to reign over? And we see our politicians doing it. If they don't have their way, and that's why we have all these conflicts all over the world. Because somebody is trying to determine for the other person. I mean, I don't understand what Ukraine did before Russia went there. I mean, isn't that the same thing? You want to control. If we're so great, why don't we control the weather? I mean, that's how we know how great we are, right? If you cannot control when your stomach will digest your food inside of you, why do you want to control others? So rather than control, we should celebrate the diversity in unity. If you look at nature, it is so diverse. So many trees and all of them, but yet they all live in harmony, isn't it? You don't see the pine tree telling the walnut tree, you get out of here. I don't like the way you smell. Or you're not listening. No, they live in that harmony. There's a unity. And that's how spirit wants us. We live in unity with each other instead of trying to control each other. And if we do that, we will definitely continue to feel the grace of God. May the loving spirit bless us with the gift of harmony, unity, and letting go. Amen.
Amen.